This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Rockaholics, our friend Sarah is thinking about getting back into dancing. So we wanted to ask you, what is something you used to do and you want to do it again? 206-803-ROCK. Chris in Marysville, you're not exactly a race car driver. What do you like to race?
So when I was a kid, I used to get into lawnmower racing.
What? Lawnmower racing?
Lawnmower racing.
That's
yeah.
A thing?
Yes, it is.
That's amazing.
Lawnmower Racing Association.
Oh, my gosh. I never knew about this. I need to YouTube it. That sounds like a blast.
Oh, yes, yes. It was extremely fun. I had the fastest I ever had a lawnmower go was 71 miles an hour.
What? That is not what I was expecting to hear.
Are you mowing lawns while doing it, or is it just like the motor's not, you're not doing any of that? It's just straight up just racing.
Oh, just straight up racing. So okay. you take the lawnmower blades off the deck. You have to have actual mowing deck on the bottom of the lawnmower, and there's different classes that you can run.
That makes sense. You got to keep it legal.
Yes.
So you're in Marysville now, Chris, but where did the bulk of this lawnmower racing take place when you were younger?
Riverside, Michigan.
Oh, my gosh. So is there a local Pacific Northwest Lawnmower Racing Association?
There's a couple places around here that do it. I haven't got into it. It's been about 18 years since I did it. It is like nothing else. It's super fun, and I love doing it.
Dude, I'm watching YouTube footage of this right now, Chris. This is insane. First of all, it's like, it looks like it's like on a full-on like speedway, and there's a crowd, and these lawnmowers are going real fast, but they're also very susceptible of flipping.
Yes. So there's things you can do to lower the center of gravity, and you really got to just drift everywhere you go.
Drift.
You're wide open at all times.
So when these lawnmower races happen, is it like a ticketed event where people are paying to watch?
Yes. So it's usually like a Le Mans start. They line the lawnmowers up against the wall, and you start on the other side of the track, and you run to your mower, hop on it, start it, and take off.
Did you ever get hurt doing this?
Yes. I've blown out my right rotator cuff. I wrecked it going around a corner. I ran a 3-speed manual with a clutch.
Jeez.
And a custom built motor. I used to build my own motors, build my own transmissions. And I was sliding around a corner, and I grabbed third gear, and I went a little bit too sideways, and my arm got caught in my steering wheel as I rolled into a set of trees.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So in the lawnmower racing community, are there well-known top racers?
Yes, there is. I haven't been up to date on it for a very long time, so most of the guys that I used to look up to and when I was a kid aren't racing no more. There's still a few of them. One of the guys I used to watch was Brian Sullivan, I think, but that was long time ago.
Are there any like fun, like random also competitions, like a push lawnmower race as well, like for people that just run on their foot holding a lawnmower just for like added comedy while you guys are having these events?
They used to do barstool races out there. I think the funniest thing that's ever happened to me was, this is pretty wild. I had just built my new motor, re-geared my motor, because you make them go fast by the gearing on it, the belt.
Okay.
You put a big pulley on the front, on the bottom of the motor, and you put a small pulley on the back. So I ran a 7-to-1, and I didn't know how fast it would go. And the highway that I lived next to had a 1 mile stretch between exits. And there was a speed trap in the middle. Well, I wanted to see how fast my mower would go. So I hopped onto the highway to see how fast I could get it.
Okay.
Well, I got pulled over by a state trooper. And he pulled me over for speeding on the highway, 71 and a 65.
Oh, my God.
What was that conversation like with the state trooper? He's like, what are you driving right now? And why are you going 71 miles per hour with it?
So he walked up to me, and I was in my racing gear. Obviously, I had my neck brace on, my leathers, my gloves, my boots, everything. And I had my tether on and everything. And he walked up to me. He didn't say a word. He just kind of had his hands on his hips. He looked at me, looked at my mower, and said, "What are you doing, man?"
That's the best.
And, and I looked at him. I said, "Honestly, sir, I was just trying to see how fast my mower went. I knew I could do at least the speed limit, 55. I just wanted to see how fast it would go." And so he was like, "I'm not going to give you a ticket. I didn't call you in because I didn't want to get laughed at over the radio."
Oh,
he said, but I can't let you leave. So he made me call my dad, who was just down the road. He was about a mile down the road. He was at work. And I called him up, and I told my dad what happened. And he was like, "All right, I'll be there in a little bit." And he came, picked me up. And the state trooper was like, "Do you know your kid was out doing this?" And he was like, "Well, I knew he built a new motor. He's like, yeah, this is what he does.
This is what he does." Hey, Chris, if people are texting in, apparently in Morton, there's lawnmower races during the Logger Jubilee. So.
The Logger's Jubilee, that's
right.
There
we go, boom.
Oh, hell yes. Hey, Chris, by the way, if you do get back into lawnmower racing, will you please keep us posted on when we can go and watch?
Okay, yeah, I'll give you guys a call. I've been looking for, I've been trying to find an older mower with the transmission that I want to run. It's just really, really hard finding a 3-speed manual lawnmower anymore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.